Lake Ontario's water levels continue to rise and still have not peaked yet, but property owners along the shore already have been assessing the damage. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, state officials hope to help residents recoup some of their losses from the historic flooding.
Kathy Goodenough walks through 7 inches of standing water in her office building at the Greenpoint Marina in Sandy Creek. Goodenough and her sister Cheryl shut down the family resort last week after the waters of Sandy Pond flooded the marina and several mobile homes and campers.
This is devastating for our park, our people, not to mention the amount of damage that's going to come from this.
Between lost income and needed repairs, Goodenough estimates the damages to Greenpoint Marina could be in the millions. State legislators are drafting a bill to provide financial assistance and/or tax relief for residents and businesses that have sustained flood damage. That would be welcome news for Sandy Creek resident Carol Ruby, who came to one of New York State's mobile flood insurance assistance command centers in Mexico on Monday.
Well, right now I've just lost shoreline, a lot of it, you know, and I'm worried about a shed. My boat hoist is on its way out in the water.
The New York State Senate recently passed a bill to expedite emergency funding for municipalities that have sustained water infrastructure damage. It's awaiting action in the Assembly. In Sandy Creek, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.